Hello, friend. Welcome back to the Quiz Cupboard. Before you ask, yes, I have had a jacuzzi installed in the cupboard. Yes, it is just for me, and I will be spending the whole episode in here. No, I won't be taking my t-shirt off. I won't be taking any more questions on the matter. One question for you, though, actually. Do our fingers prune in exactly the same pattern every time? Because if so, surely that's a way to identify criminals who've had their fingerprints removed. Why is no one talking about this? Get them while they're swimming. It's perfect. There is a quiz here, which we're going to start now. Round one is called Broken Karaoke Machine. This round got a lot of love when I debuted it 2 weeks ago, so let's just do it again, I reckon. Basically, it's a round of mashups, the backing track of one song with the vocals of another, and you need to identify both song titles for the maximum 2 points per question, 1 point per song. The first one is this. I was like, good gracious. There we go, question one. Lots of fun to make these. Tell me the names of both of those songs, or just one if you know it. You get 1 point for that, or 2 points for both, obviously. Number two is this. Blue jean baby, LA lady, seamstress for the band, pretty eyed, pirate smile. You marry a music man, ballerina. You must have seen her dancing in the sand. There we go, mostly fitting together very well, I'd say. Those two, you'd hardly know that they were different songs, but they are. That's the whole point of the round. Number three. You have my heart, and we'll never be. Because in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you, I'll always share. Bit more modern than that. Three and four backing tracks, I think, are the hardest things to get in this round. That backing track for a song from 2021. There's a free clue. Number four, as mentioned, is this. Love. Was when I loved you one true time. I hold you in my life, will always grow. And we cut it off there for reasons of not giving the answer away completely. Both songs needed there, of course. And number five is this, my favourite of the round. I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked at you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I traded my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jean skin was showing, hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Oh, we have fun. 10 answers written down. I hope round two after this.
You won, Jane. You ruined my night completely so you could have the money. Dear Lord, what a sad little life.
Okay, for round two, which is a Beat the Host round this week, we are warmly welcoming Tom Archer into the cupboard. He's hopefully got five questions for both you and me. with hard numerical answers. I don't know what they're going to be, so me and you are going to compete to see who gets closer to the right answer each time and divvy up the points accordingly in the second half of the podcast. Before we start, though, do yourself a favour, go and follow Tom on Instagram. He goes by Blind Man Skateboarding on there, all one word, and it does what it says on the tin. He is blind, and he's documenting his extremely impressive forays into skateboarding and some other extreme sports, with the occasional thirst trap thrown in for good measure. What more do you want from a social media account? And with that effusive intro, here he is with the questions. Tom.
Hi, John. I'm glad to find you well. Thank you very much for inviting me into the quiz cupboard. I'm about to ask you some questions, and I really hope I can flummox you with these. Here we go. Question one. In a world record, what is the fastest speed achieved in water skiing? I'll accept answers in miles per hour or kilometers per hour. Question two, a South Park question. How many times does Kenny die? Specifically in the series, so I won't be including the movie or anything. Question three. How many bones are there in the human arm? This is obviously including the hand as well. Question four. How many steps are there leading up to the east entrance of the Philadelphia Museum of Art, made famous in a scene by Rocky Balboa? That's how many steps are there leading up to the museum. And question five, on a standard London Monopoly board, how much money would I have to spend if I wanted to buy every property on the board, that's including stations and utilities?
There we go. Thank you very much, Tom. Excellent questions, partly because they all, I'd say, apart from the last one, feel very gettable, don't they? Which is good, because maybe we'll have quite similar guesses and it'll be close and exciting. We'll find all that out when Tom returns with a vengeance in the second half. For now, though, two more rounds, including the next one.
Sorry, Hans, wrong guess. Would you like to go for double jeopardy where the scores can really change?
Which is tangible tandems. Clues each time here to two sibling answers that start with the same three letters as each other. For example, Jet Li and Jethro Tull. They both start with J-E-T. Not literal siblings, I should clarify. So getting one anyway will certainly help you narrow down the other. That's the hope. First names count here, not surnames, because celebrities are all just our friends. Aren't they nowadays? Number one should explain things. I'm looking for an artist who had a Billboard number one album in 2023 and the currency that was replaced by the euro in Greece. They start with the first three letters the same as each other. An artist who had a Billboard number one album in 2023 and the currency that was replaced by the euro in Greece. So you have a selection of answers to choose from for the first one, but only one correct answer for the second one. That should help if you know it. Number two, a club Lionel Messi has played for and one of the five main characters in the sitcom How I Met Your Mother. A club that the footballer Lionel Messi has played for, this is soccer, and one of the five main characters in the TV sitcom How I Met Your Mother. Remember, first names count for fictional characters as well. Number three, a Cricket World Cup winning team and an actor on the poster for the 1992 film White Men Can't Jump. One of these answers is going to be a team that has won the Cricket World Cup. There are six different teams that have done so since it started in 1975. And an actor on the poster for the 1992 film White Men Can't Jump. There are only two of those. Number four, a British Overseas Territory and the subtitle of a Mission Impossible film. The last four Mission Impossible films, since 2011, have had subtitles rather than numbers, so the bit after Mission Impossible colon in the title and a British Overseas Territory, which has the same first three letters as one of those. And finally, a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle and a US President. Nice and simple. A Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, one of those four, and a US President. One of those, 46 so far. Okay, we've mercifully sped through tangible tandems, and we will do the same with the next round after this. We're finishing off today with a ziggurat. This is the Quiz Cupboard's stepped pyramid of trivia, starting with four answers, then three, two, and one at the top. 1 point per correct answer for a reassuringly round maximum total of 10. So, question one, 4 points available, 1 point for each of. Name the Fantastic Four. That's a very simple question, isn't it? They are, to be clear, from Marvel Comics. They were scientists given superpowers by an accident involving cosmic rays in some way. I'm accepting either super or normal names for the Fantastic Four, and you get 1 point for each you can identify. Number two, what are the first names of Crosby, Stills and Nash? Crosby, Stills and Nash. Before they were joined by Neil Young and added his surname to the end of the list, they are known for songs like Southern Cross and Helplessly Hoping. Very famous sort of supergroup. Crosby, Stills and Nash. First names, please. 1 point for each. Number three. Name the two polygons with four sides of equal length. We're talking two-dimensional shapes here, people. There are other quadrilateral shapes with four sides, for example, a rectangle, but only two have four equal sides. What do we call these two shapes? I'd say one is easier than the other here. And number four, name the animal most mentioned in the Bible. This is according to the person running the website, The Bible Answer, who used the New International Version to get these statistics. The animal at the top of the list, the most mentioned in the Christian Bible, is your last answer. For number four, 1 point available for that. That's all my questions. You will be wanting answers, I presume, and they are coming right up. My name's John, by the way. I write all the questions and jingles and everything, apart from the Beat the Host round, obviously. That would be cheating. Let me know if you want to give me a job writing quizzes for you. The Quiz Cupboard Patreon exists. That's where to go if you want to listen to the second quiz of each month, most recently a film special, patreon.com/quizcupboard. There's also a merchandise website, quizcupboard.com, where you can go buck wild on mugs, t-shirts, etc., or get me to write and record a custom quiz round for you on any topic, almost. And social media is at Quiz Cupboard, in case you care. Round one, you'll remember then, was the broken karaoke machine. Let's listen to all these again, a little bit of at least, and I'll tell you the two songs you were hearing. Number one, then. I was like, good gracious, spontaneous, flirtatious, trying to show patience. I'm waiting for the right time to shoot my speed. You know, waiting for the right time to flash them keys. Etc. You were hearing there Hot in Here by Nelly and Take Me Out by Franz Ferdinand. So you're 2 points available for one for Hot in Here and one for Take Me Out. Artists not necessary. It's getting hot in here, so take me out, you could say if you were a fun person. Number two was this. Blue jean baby, LA lady. Seamstress for the band. That little descending piano lick there, the giveaway for Let It Be in the backing track, The Beatles, and Tiny Dancer was that vocal, Elton John giving it some at the beginning of that song. So Tiny Dancer and Let It Be, your two answers. Number three. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny. So the vocals there are, of course, Umbrella by Rihanna, smash hit many years ago now. Well, not that many, let's say. And the backing track was Stay. Stay from 2021, a smash hit for Kid Leroy and Justin Bieber. a few years ago. Number one in more than 20 countries. So, you know, if you didn't get it, don't come complaining to me. Stay is the name of the song, though, and Umbrella, the first one. And number four. My Heart Will Go On, of course, Celine Dion killing the vocal and the slightly more obscure backing track, but one that you may have heard of is Hey Soul Sister by Train. If you've ever watched an advert, you've probably heard Hey Soul Sister, the little ukulele strumming, and My Heart Will Go On, yeah, the other one. 2 points there available. And finally, number five. Which is, of course, a mashup of Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen and Supermassive Black Hole by Muse. Finally, someone's done it. Call Me Maybe, Supermassive Black Hole, 1 point each. Okay, let's go back to Tom for the Beat the Host round. Tom Archer, come in.
Time for the answers. Question one, if you remember, was about water skiing and the fastest speed achieved in a world record. The answer in kilometres per hour is 230, and in miles per hour, that's 143. Really, really mental, in my opinion, but a good one.
Agreed, a very good one. I'm going to be interrupting here, of course, to give you the acceptable range of answers, so you know whether you beat me. My guess here, in miles per hour, because that is shamefully what I'm more familiar with, was at 90 miles an hour. The actual answer, 143. So a fairly hefty range for you to get closer than me here. I thought 90 was ridiculous. So the range is 90 to 196 miles per hour. If you got it between those two numbers in miles per hour, then it's 2 points. Or if you got one of those exact numbers, it's 1 point because you were as wrong as me. And the kilometers per hour range, 144 to 316. So well done if you were inside those parameters. You get 2 points for beating the host if you got exactly one of those numbers in your preferred denomination of speed. Then you get 1 point. Right, back to Tom.
Then question two, we had how many times does Kenny die? He dies a total of 98 times. That's the latest information I have anyway, so we're going with 98.
Okay, wow. I'm back to my old tricks here of vastly underestimating the real number. I said 30. I thought maybe it's a surprisingly low number. Maybe I should stop thinking that. So I was 68 out, obviously with the real answer being 98, meaning your range is between my answer of 30 and 166. A generous range again. Hopefully you've hoovered up another easy 2 points there off me.
Question three, how many bones are there in the human arm? And very precisely, there are 30. I could break it down for you if you need. I'm not going to.
Well, I've got closer here at least, but still actually not that great. I said 22, surprisingly less than the real answer. And so the range is 22 to 38. Easy maths there. I was eight away. If you said 22 or 38, you got 1 point. You did as badly as I did. And if you said in between that range, you get 2 points. Nothing extra for getting the exact answer, but well done if you did.
Question four, we had the steps leading up to the Philadelphia Museum of Art. There are a grand total of 72 steps, which doesn't sound as impressive as it looks on the movie, but, you know, it's still a good one.
It is, and I agree because I got much closer this time, only slightly less. You'll be shocked to know. I put 64. Real answer 72, so if my quick mental maths are right, it's 64 to 80, the range. Well done if you beat me.
And finally, question number five. How much money you'd have to spend to buy every single property on the Monopoly board? That would be 5,630.
Okay, and another decent performance from me there. I said 6,200 as a guesstimate. Meaning that the range is 5,060 up to my guess of 6,200. Nice to end with an overestimate there. just to show a bit of range on my part. So 5,060 up to 6,200 was the range. Well done if you beat me there.
There we go. I hope that was a fun set of questions for everyone. Managed to include a couple of my favourite things in there, South Park and Monopoly. Shame we didn't get any skateboarding questions. Thanks again, John. I've been Tom, and if anyone is interested, you can find me on Instagram. My name is Blind Man Skateboarding. That's all one word. Which kind of gives you a clue as to what the channel is all about, really. So, thanks, John, and thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Tom. I really enjoyed that Beat the Host round. I hope you did too, listener. I hope you beat me. Shall we just speed through the answers for the last two rounds? Well, round three was Tangible Tandems. First up, I wanted two answers. One, an artist who had a number one album in America in 2023, and the currency that Greece had before the euro, directly before the euro. And that means the answers are Drake and Drachma. Drake, the musical artist who had a Billboard number one in 2023, and the Drachma, the currency. Well done if you said that. They both begin with D-R-A, don't they? Proof. Number two, a Lionel Messi club, current or former, and one of the five main characters in How I Met Your Mother. The answers then are Barcelona and Barney, brackets, Stinson is his surname, Barney Stinson, and Barcelona, it's more commonly used name, FC Barcelona officially, but that's no fun, is it? So yes, Messi played for them for many years. Number three, a Cricket World Cup winning team and an actor on the White Men Can't Jump poster. The answers here are West Indies and Wesley Snipes. West Indies representing a lot of the Caribbean nations. They won the first two World Cups, 1975 and 79. And the 1992 film White Men Can't Jump has two men on the poster, Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson. And only one of those matches one of the World Cup winning teams. West Indies, Wesley Snipes. I hope you're following. Number four, British Overseas Territory and the subtitle of a Mission Impossible film. The answer here is the Falkland Islands and Fallout. Mission Impossible Fallout was the name of one of those films since 2011. And yes, the Falklands, we still own apparently the UK. Number five, a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle and a US president. This is, of course, Donatello and Donald Trump. The only pairing of those that works, funnily enough. There hasn't been a president called Michael anything, apparently. Just reading from the Wikipedia page of the character Donatello. Donatello is a gifted polymath possessing a natural aptitude for science and technology. He's the most logical and rational of his brothers. And Donald Trump. Hope you got 10 points for round 3 anyway. And round 4 was Ziggurat. 10 answers to get through here. So firstly, I wanted you to name the Fantastic Four. Let's do super names first. So you could have had Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Woman, Human Torch, and The Thing. So 1 point for each of those you named. Or if you said their real names, Reed Richards, Sue Storm, or Sue Richards after they got married. Johnny Storm is the Human Torch. And The Thing's name is Ben Grimm. So, yeah, well done. 1 point for each of those you said. No extra points for naming both their names. You know what I mean. At number two, the first names of Crosby, Stills and Nash. Well, they are David Crosby, Stephen Stills and Graham Nash. David, Stephen and Graham, 1 point each. Well done if you knew those. Number three, the two polygons that have four sides of equal length, the square and the rhombus, are your two answers. The square is the one with four equal angles as well. You've seen one. And the rhombus, the one without four equal angles, is slightly slanted, but they still have four sides of equal length. Square and rhombus, your two answers. Number four, the animal most mentioned in the Bible is our very last question of this quiz. And the answer is the sheep. Sheep in various forms, by far and away the most mentioned animal in the Bible. Lamb or ram, also acceptable. They are also sheep after all. Second in the list, if you're wondering, is the goat. Yeah, lots of bartering with goats, I believe, in some of that Old Testament stuff. So well done if you said sheep. 1 point for you there. And talking of sheep, it's time for you to flock off for another week. Yeah, I'll leave that in. Thanks again to Tom for an excellent Beat the Host. Remember to do yourself a favour and follow at BlindManSkateboarding on Instagram if you do that sort of thing. I'll be back with more similar stuff next Wednesday. Until then, please, I implore you to try and behave yourself. Bye-bye.